This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Thursday.
It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
And that's Big Sook right over there.
I just saw a terrifying look, into my future, and it's I'm not happy about it. Is you wonder, like, at what point you're going to turn old? Like, I'm getting there. And you, like, how do you become that weird old guy that doesn't understand anything? And then you get glimpses.
And by the way, it's not a moment in time. It's a gradual thing. And we just had yet another example that you're headed that direction. We all are.
Yeah. So we've got the MLB package here. And I was trying to watch the Mets and Brewers.
Oh,
and they were supposed to start at 4:10, but it was a rain delay. So I clicked on it, and it was like, oh, weather delay. And then I clicked off, and I was watching the Blue Jays-Yankees. Well, I see on my computer that the Mets and the Brewers have restarted. So I go to click on the little feed there, and you can choose Mets and Brewers, which broadcast you want to watch. So I click on the Mets game, and it says this event is in a weather delay. And, of course, I'm like, no, it says right here the game's going on. Why is it in a weather delay? And so my big thing is, well, maybe the Brewer feed, maybe it's something wrong with the Mets feed. So I click on the Brewers feed. It says this event is in a weather delay, and now I'm completely flummoxed.
What?
I don't know what to do. I'm complaining. And Rob goes, and there's three options. There's one that you can check the box score. It says resume and watch live. And Rob goes, hey, dumbass, you have to click on watch live. I was clicking resume thinking it's resuming the game. No, resume was resuming from the last time that I watched it when it was in a weather delay.
That's right.
I couldn't figure out that I had to hit watch live. I would have spent 5 minutes going back and forth between those two, then gotten mad at the TV, complained about it, and then just given up. That's how it happens.
And then I said, you're going to make a great old man. Because that's your life when you're old.
Yeah. And there'd be no one else in the house. And then like the BTJ would come in and be like, what are you yelling about? And I'm like, don't worry about it, woman. The TV's broken. I pay all this money for the MLB package and I can't watch the game. Meanwhile, all I had to do was click the little button that said, watch live.
I think there will come a time in your life where you'll actually call someone. You'll call like the customer service line. Yes, can I help you, sir?
It's not a weather delay.
You just click on watch live, sir?
It made sense. The first one is resume. I wanted to resume the game.
I'm old.
Right?
I am dying.
No, not right.
No,
actually.
Not
wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Wrong.
And that's when I realized that's how, and then you have to call your kids. Someday, my son will receive a call from me, and I will be angry that there is a game in a weather delay that is not in a weather delay, and he disgustedly will be like, Dad, just go click the button one down, and you'll be fine. And then I'll do it and be like, well, it's, thanks.
Well, if it helps, I do it all the time, too. In a lot of different ways.
Oh, it's such a terrible feeling when you can't figure something out and someone solves it with, dude, just do this. And then follows it up with, hey,
sucker.
Well, actually, you started off with, hey, dumbass, just click the watch live button. And by the way, that dumbass was absolutely that was the appropriate response.
Well, it was.
Because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah, I deserve
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Well, the great joy is patting them on the head as the young son and saying, it's okay, I got this. You. Yeah. Give me the remote. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I bet you deal with that a lot, Will. I'm dealing with that with my olds. You know, they're the cutest little things, but man, those phones.
It's the phones.
Just hand me your phone. Just give me your phone. I got you.
But, you know, it's like you got to teach him how to feed a man or give a man a fish. You feed him. Teach him how to fish. You know.
But I think there comes a time when you just don't. It doesn't sink in. Like, they won't remember it.
No.
That's where I'm at. So, look, you're not going to remember this. So let me just do it for you.
Just let me do it.
Yeah.
And you can call me the next time.
She's like, oh, I didn't know that. You can do that? Yeah. Like, yeah, I didn't know that. I'm like, I've only done it 20 times, but.
Because my son's he's a computer science major, and I have issued this statement before. Damn it, what am I paying you to go to school for, computer boy? Fix this. And that's when I'm like, oh my gosh, it's usually involving the printer. Why isn't the printer, computer boy? What am I paying you for? Why am I paying for you to go to school? And then I'm like, it's starting. It's starting.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a process. Yeah. Before you know it, 70 years old and...
Well, to be fair, the printer works like once every...
Calling
like,
people whippersnappers.
3 weeks.
Yelling at the clouds. Yeah, the printer, I get you on printers. Printers are awful. They never work.
I'm going to go down the old man
road.
And
the ink thing.
Why does the printer never work? Why?
But, I mean, aren't printers kind of going the way of, like...
Hey,
checks.
Sometimes you need to print things.
I still have to write checks.
Do you really?
For what?
To go put stuff into my bank. One of my banks doesn't communicate with another bank, and so I have to write checks. It's the only reason I know how to write a check.
Wow. Again, can't tell you last time I wrote a check.
I've written a check. I just wrote a check the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's kind of a one-off. He's right. Sometimes you do have to write checks. And like you said, sometimes you do have to print things.
Yeah.
It's just that it feels like both of those technologies, they're not technologies, both of those activities, things are going away.
Yeah. The printer industry is an effing racket. Dude, I work at Intel, F printers. It's a black hole of IT. See, they don't work.
I know they don't, but.
Big printer is all a scam.
If you don't have a printer in your house, you should be fine. Right? Yeah. What are you printing?
You need to print things.
Like what?
Sometimes my kids even need to, like my daughter needs to print stuff for school.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you got to print stuff, man.
What do you have to print?
I don't know.
I
just know sometimes.
You don't have to print things.
I do have to print things.
What are you printing? Directions, old man?
Sometimes I got to get my MapQuest out. I print things from time to time. I print birthday cards. I do all handmade birthday cards.
You print them?
Anniversary? Yeah, I like the homemade.
That's not homemade. If you're like, are you? What do you mean you print them?
I print my own cards. I make.
That's not homemade.
I make my own card,
like on the computer.
Yeah. I get a little template on there, and then I get my photo and I write my little.
Oh my god! You are 1,000 years.
I don't know that that's homemade.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Wouldn't call that homemade either.
What do you mean?
I mean it's digital, but it.
Homemade is like you take the paper and you fold it and you draw on it and crayon and then you give it to your parents because you're five.
You write something on it?
Well, when I write cards, no one can read them. So now I have taken to typing my cards because my handwriting is so poor. But yeah, I like to do my own little message and then I put a photo, whoever is birthday or an anniversary on there, and then I fold the card and I like to decorate it a little bit. Maybe I put some glitter on there. Homemade cards go a long way. Like a big homemade card.
Someone texts and says, if you work in any type of legitimate office building and still print off papers at home, you're a sucker. Now, that I would technically agree with, except that printing off papers here is impossible.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
I think one guy can.
Well, you can. You just have to have a passcode, right?
And one guy has the passcode.
Are you serious?
There's one guy that I go to when I need to print stuff off.
Is that Odyssey's way of making it so that we don't use up their paper?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
But again, who's printing off stuff here?
Well, like Sook said, every once in a while, you do have to print something. True. That what this guy is saying is just print it at work, because it's not a regular occurrence to the point where you need your own printer.
Well, I used to do that, but I can't anymore.
You can't.
But like, if I have to read a script for like a commercial,
my God,
I want it printed out. I don't want to read it off my phone. I want it printed out in front.
Well, Buck does it.
In front of me. Yeah.
You have a producer.
Exactly. I don't print here, but I like to print at home.
Man,
I want a
printer. That was one segment, and we learned that you're probably older than me at this point.
I need a printer, and I can't figure out apparently how to watch the Mets play on television, and I needed you to fix it for me, and you called me a dumbass. And I wasn't offended, because I was indeed a dumbass.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Shipping labels. I do that with Amazon, like the return stuff.
It's a code. It's on your phone.
No, you print one, and then you could attach it to the package and just drop it off.
Well, but you don't, like, for most of mine, I don't know what you're shipping back and forth, but for most of mine, it's just a barcode.
Well,
so you give them the package, and then they scan the barcode, and that's the drop-off. Oh. You don't have to repackage it.
Well, I repackage sometimes, and I print labels.
Once again.
And away it goes.
You're 60. We've already turned you into a 65-year-old. I didn't know you were that old. Thought you were younger than me. Just wait 10 years. Dude, you are going to be a hell of an old man. Oh, my God. I feel sorry for the BTJ. She should leave you now.
It's going to be tough. She's got no other options.
All right.
She's in too deep at this point.
This is the first time in history that this has occurred. This. Mm. How many times can I say this?
A lot.
And first time.
And I'm not certain that I believe you. You say this a lot, and then it turns out it's not the first time.
First time in history this has happened. And we will get to that coming up. Oh, wait. Hold on. We'll get to that next. On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I got a little recruiting news coming up here for you. But first, I mentioned this is a first in history. We have officially reached the tipping point, Jason. Jason Sakanek.
Yes.
Partner of mine.
Mm-hmm. Master of TV remotes.
Yeah, not so much.
Printing labels.
Writing checks.
Hey, I don't write checks. Kind of want to write one now, though.
According to Nielsen, streaming reached a historic milestone. This was back in May. As its share of total television usage outpaced the combined share of broadcast and cable for the first time ever.
Now, does...
So, streaming...
Is it outpaced? So,
has surpassed broadcast and cable.
So, that's just like for one ratings period, or... So, like, outpaced is kind of a weird word.
Streaming, it says, streaming represents 44.8% of TV viewership in May 2025.
Okay.
Largest share of viewing to date, while broadcast is only at 20.1%, and cable is at 24.1%. Combined, that represents 44.2%.
Okay.
So it flipped,
flipped it
to where there's slightly more streamers than combined broadcast and cable viewers.
And I'm assuming that that trend will only continue to
grow. I can't imagine that changes back the other way. How on earth would that go back the other way?
Couldn't tell you. I mean,
Unless guys like you.
I thought I'd be the... No, I'm cordless. I've been cordless
for like two years. See you going back. I can't feel... Resume or watch... What? I'm calling DirecTV.
Yeah. That is true. I thought I'd be one of the last ones to hold on. I was not a cord cutter, but yeah, Comcast pissed me off, and then out of spite. And that is true. I left out of spite, and I have not been back. And it took a little bit of an adjustment, but yeah, I'm 100% streaming now.
So it says, when comparing TV usage in May of 2021 and May of 2025, it's clear that streaming has been the dominant viewing format with a usage increase of 71% over 4 years.
Yeah.
And while broadcast and cable viewing have declined, down 21% and 39% respectively, traditional TV has shown a surprising resilience. It is not dead yet.
Yeah,
people are still watching.
Well,
and that's mainly the old.
Do any of your friends, because all your friends obviously in the 20s, do any of your friends have regular TV?
Not to my knowledge. I might be over there more than.
Everyone's a streamer.
To my knowledge, everyone is a streamer unless like they're still at home with mom and dad or mooching off something.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of any friends I know. God, no one in this house that I'm over on any kind of regular basis has corded TV or satellite TV. Man, I don't know. I'm sure people still have it. You mentioned about 20-something percent for each, but it certainly seems to be a trend that is only going to continue to grow.
Among subscription services, Netflix has gone wire-to-wire as the leading streaming provider in total usage for 4 straight years. Their viewership has climbed 27% since May of 2021. And they have the biggest day in streaming history thanks to two exclusive NFL games, Christmas Day of 2024.
Yeah. And we know that we're getting more of those. I mean, more TV is going to, more sports are going to streaming platforms. We have exclusive games on Netflix, exclusive games on Peacock, exclusive games on Amazon every Thursday. Boy, that Pac-12 knew what they were doing all those years ago. Just about 10 years too soon. And a product that no one cares
Larry
about.
Larry Scott was not dumb.
No.
He was just...
Well, he was kind of dumb. He was...
I don't think he was. I think he was just...
he was ahead of his time, and he overvalued his product.
I think he was arrogant.
Yes. There you go. I like that.
He wasn't dumb. He was arrogant.
Yes.
Tennis boy.
Wow!
What else? Oh, free services have been a major driver of streaming's overall success. Because you would think that streaming is, well, all the subscriptions, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, Max, all that. No, no.
Yeah.
Most notably, YouTube Main. This is not YouTube TV.
Okay.
This is just YouTube. Has exhibited steady, significant growth. It is up over 120% since 2021. And that makes sense because the youngs...
They just stream all...
They just watch YouTube.
They just watch YouTube.
Yeah, because it's all free.
Yeah, and all the platformers and, you know, they have the influencers have their little shows. And all the, like, everything from McAfee to all of those shows are available on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken.
Watched a bunch of YouTube golf today. Going to go home and watch more YouTube golf after we're done here.
Yeah. What do you mean? What does that mean, golf?
It just depends. So, like, I'll find there's different content creators. I like the Bob Does Sports guys. So, they did a challenge where they had 9 holes, they had to shoot 5 under, and they had to each eat a dozen donuts. And that made me laugh.
Oh, God.
And that's what I watched on the treadmill.
So, you're not
today.
Talking about the John Deere Classic?
No.
No, I'm not locked in on what's going on with Grant Horvat or whoever's on the Corn Ferry.
So, we have down in, we have a separate space from the house. Mm-hmm. So, we have Apple TVs.
Sure.
On our TVs at the house. Mm-hmm. And those are kind of expensive, but I love them. I think they're great. Down at the other place, we have Roku TVs, like smart TVs. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at how much stuff is on there. Like Pluto, do you know what Pluto TV is?
Sure.
I don't know what that is, but it's on there. I've never clicked on it. But, you know, you see all these, like, there's Tubi, there's Fast Services, there's all these...
Bunch of them.
There's so many now.
Yep.
And 80% of them I don't use. Nope. I don't even know what they are.
Nope.
And I don't even know if they're subscription or if I'm like overpaying. If I'm probably double paying for everything. Seriously. Because that stuff all comes on the TV now.
Yes.
But for like Netflix, you have to have, you still have to pay for Netflix and log in. But is that other stuff just all free? I don't know. Like the Roku channel? Is that...
If you have Apple TV, all of that is... And you're watching it on there. Because some of that stuff is just hardwired. Like you buy a smart TV, which is everything now, most of those are just...
They're all on there.
They're all on there. But,
I never use those. I use the traditional streaming ones where I have...
But you're not paying for it. It's just there.
Well, I am paying for it. I pay for Netflix. I pay for Max. I pay for YouTube TV.
But you're not paying for any of those other services. Those services.
Well, what I'm saying is, what is on those other services? If what is on those other services gives me what I need, why the hell am I paying for all the other stuff?
It's not. Most of that stuff is pretty kind of garbage. It's those people that
garbage.
Don't want. There's nothing. Nothing that you want to watch. There's no show. There's no sporting event that you want to watch that's going to be.
Well, why are they increasing in popularity?
Well, because it's a free option. It's like YouTube.
Like, what is Tubi?
Again, these are all
movies and TV shows on there.
Yeah, but it's not. If you want to watch Mobland, you're not going to get it on Tubi. If you want to watch the NFL, you're not going to get it on Tubi. My TV has like 8 of those, and occasionally it defaults to it before I click over, and you get a whole list of programming on there. But I promise you, it's not a single program that you, Isaac Rop, are going to want to watch. But for someone that doesn't want to pay for streaming services, you can scroll through there like a traditional TV and find something.
But none of it's good. Like, my TV has like 4 or 5 ESPN stations, but if you had like Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, it's not going to pop up on my TV. You're going to get ESPN 8 The Ocho.
And Tubi has like live TV that, like, if you want, you can pay for it. So they have like a free, and then if you want, you can pay for... You can pay for live TV. But like on Tubi right now, you can watch Everybody Hates Chris for free. Season 4. Yeah.
Season 4, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
but there's ads on it too that you have to watch.
Why don't we start our own streaming service that sucks? Why are there so many of them? How do they make money?
Ads and people that don't want to pay for stuff. Do you want We Got Time starring Deion Sanders has a sitcom called We've Got Time?
No way.
And it is a Tubi original starring Deion Sanders. That's the.
Are you serious? Like scripted or like a reality show?
No, it's scripted. Yes,
you're kidding.
No,
he also has a documentary on there too, I believe.
Yeah, like these are. I'm.
So they're paying money. They're paying him to do that.
Yes.
There must be somebody watching it.
Well, there is. Like, I'm going through the list of things that are on free Tubi. You can watch the Flintstones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can watch K-pop Extreme Survival. You can watch Wine, Dine, and Stein. Yeah, it's stuff like that. Dragon Ball Z. I'm telling you, it is nothing that you want. But for someone that doesn't want to pay for anything, you buy a TV and you can...
What's Pluto TV?
Pluto TV used to have the Big Sky Network. So whenever you wanted to watch hot Eastern Washington football action, you could go in and tune in there.
Have you? Do you have Crunchyroll? What's Crunchyroll?
That's all anime.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ew.
Same sort of stuff. It's just, it's all hodgepodge together to where it just gives you a million different options of what, and like movies that you would never watch.
What's Shudder?
Couldn't tell you that one. But my TV has all of those and I'm allergic to them.
Do you have Mubi?
I don't have Mubi.
A lot of my friends have Crunchyroll and I'm embarrassed about that.
Well, I mean,
I don't have it, but a lot of people my age do.
Scream Box is another one. Broadway HD.
Yeah. There's a million ways to do it, man.
SCTV.
So much.
Ooh, SCTV. That was from like...
It's Canada.
Yeah, that was back in the old Kids in the Hall days.
Yeah, Kids in the Hall, and they have the old John Candy would be on there. Yeah, it's Canadian TV.
All right. Well, there's TV talk. So for the first time in history, streaming has outpaced cable and TV viewership.
I bet you there's a music channel that has this on there. And all those, by the way, do have free music channels. If you scroll down, every one of those services will have free streaming music channels. Sitting beachside, a backyard
barbecue on the 4th of July. That's tomorrow.
That's right.
All right, we've got recruiting news coming up next on The Fan. All right. Someone said for a guy who likes bad 80s movies, Pluto should be your jam.
Oh,
apparently there's a lot of free old crappy movies on there for you.
Again, I got a streaming box and that was the end of it. So I don't... What? It's all you need. Look it up, buy yourself a streaming box, and you don't have to worry about any of that crap.
Just risk going to jail.
I bought it on the internet.
Well, I'm sure you did.
How is it illegal?
It's illegal.
Is it?
Yep. They're going to come arrest you. They're going to come. Not only are they going to come arrest you, they're going to take your guns
from my cold, dead hand.
Yeah. America. Put a boot in your
Woo!
Head.
Not so, on the 4th of July. Although, did you see, speaking of arrest, did you see Cesar Chavez Jr. just fought Jake Paul and it was an embarrassment and they arrested him the next day. ICE came and arrested him and they're deporting him. he fought Jake Paul and then like 2 days later he's getting booted from the country.
Hmm. That's the definition of what Toby Keith was talking about.
They did put a boot in his ass both times.
So the Ducks got a kid today.
They got two of them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
No. Well, you know me. I'm not a huge Cruton guy.
Yeah.
But I was driving in today listening to my favorite midday show called Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And
with a fill-in host named Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty was on there, but he wasn't talking much.
Dusty, well, he's checked out. Come on, we know that.
So they said that this kid is 6'7", 350?
Yes.
As a senior in high school?
He is large and in charge.
God.
Yes. Yes. That's a large human being. You want to try to pronounce his name?
Well, Will was trying to help me with that. And I think it's Emmanuel Iheanacho.
Yeah, I like that.
Iheanacho.
Iheanacho.
Yeah. I think there's a he in there, like in whiskey.
Say what way?
He was on the Pat McAfee show today.
Yeah, he is enormous.
He is huge. Yes. And he announced he announced that he's going to Oregon. He's like the top offensive line recruit in the country.
Yeah.
And
I saw a little clip of him squatting and he looks like Trent Williams, but as a high school player. He the fact that kid is playing to get some defensive end that weighs like 205 pounds.
That's crazy.
Poor bad. And he's not fat either.
He's just huge.
So like even Penei Sewell, when he was coming out, had a little bit of that high school fat body. Dude, this kid is just an effing house. It's terrifying.
So he chose Oregon over Penn State, Auburn, and LSU.
Yeah. He can go anywhere he wanted.
The number 4 recruit in the nation and the number 2 offensive tackle.
Yeah. So Oregon, everyone was freaking out because Oregon's recruiting was a little soft. They were like 28th in the country. And then like 10 days later, they're in the top 10. They land this kid, and then they landed a four-star safety named Devin Jackson. And I was confused because while the lineman announced it on Pat McAfee, old Devin Jackson just did a social media post. And for some reason, and I asked, I was asking people why, and no one can seem to tell me why, but he's out in front of Autzen Stadium, and there's like an SUV behind him, and he's in full outfit. And then there's a lady, it appears, in a hazmat suit with a bunch of buckets of toxic waste. And then he opens one of the buckets of toxic waste. And then his uniform changes color, and now he's an Oregon Duck.
What's his name?
Devin Jackson. Will, you're a youngin'. Can you explain to me why there's toxic, and it, by the way, it does say toxic waste on it. Why is he looking into a barrel of toxic waste in front of Oregon?
Because that's where all the other teams that tried to recruit him but couldn't land him are, man. They're all toxic waste, not like Oregon.
But why would the...
Good interpretation.
Why would they be Oregon Duck toxic waste?
You are artsy.
No. The Ducks are not toxic waste. The opponents of the Ducks are toxic waste.
The toxic waste buckets have Oregon logos on them.
Well, that's just so that people know that the Ducks are not toxic waste.
I like where Will's going here.
And then his uniform changes when he looks into... He's wearing green and yellow, and then when he looks into the toxic waste, it's black. Is there a symbolic meaning? I'm confused a lot by
I think he's
right. You're thinking about this too much,
Ben. That's the other schools. They're toxic. Not Oregon, though.
I am fascinated by the photo shoots. I love that now when we go on recruiting trips, we play dress-up. And then we play fun little cute games. And I everyone's going to make fun of Dan Lanning for jumping into a pool. But can I make the argument that jumping into a pool makes more sense than doing a made up photo? Someone went and got like tubs and then put customized toxic waste logos on them. And then got a hazmat suit and wore it so this kid could have a fun, like, a glamour shot thing in front of the stadium.
Do you think that that was even a bridge too far for Dan Lanning, where he asked him to be in his toxic waste video and Lanning was like, yeah, no, I'm out, dude. I've already gotten burnt by the pool video.
He's glowing green.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
Again, it's because you're 65 years old.
Which
okay?
is why.
Leave it to the kids.
Well, I asked. Like, Nemec posted this, and Nemec is. It talks to all these kids, and that's why I asked. I said, look.
Will answered.
He did. Well, no.
Yes, I did. Me speaking to you was
that's
answering.
Right.
That's you just didn't like the answer.
You just don't believe it.
That answer makes no sense.
I kind of does to me.
What?
You're not thinking rationally here.
I want to get this kid on the program just so I can ask him, hey, congratulations on choosing Oregon over Florida and Nebraska. Why the toxic waste? Someone explain it to me. I'm desperately trying to find a real answer, and no one can tell me. Even hardcore Duck fan is like, I don't know, man.
Well, once again, you just got one from Will. I don't know why you won't accept
it. You don't appreciate
fine art.
Because
that's a terrible answer.
I don't think it is. I think he's right. I think that's the right interpretation.
Okay.
I mean, you asked the kid. He's in the mind of the kids. That's how they think.
And I also want to know what Oregon staffer had to be the one to dress up into the Oregon hazmat outfit. And why the SUV? Why is there a random SUV in front of the toxic waste?
You are thinking way too hard about this. He made this photo shoot happen, and he didn't think about it. Also, there's like three O's on the hazmat like trash can thing.
Yeah. So what is
branding, bro?
I would love to be in the mind of a 4-star safety. That's like, hey, I want to come to your school, but first I got an idea. Photo shoot, Autzen Stadium. Get me on this one. Toxic waste. And I just want to know if Oregon had any pushback. If they were like, all right,
maybe
we'll get you some toxic waste.
It's got to be a message to like Will saying it's like to the some part of the process was toxic.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea. Well,
but not Oregon.
Apparently not. Well, he's a big deal. He's a 4-star safety, and they got him along with that giant offensive lineman who's terrifying.
Devin Jackson.
Devin Jackson.
Is that what he said?
Devin Jackson. Four-star safety. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the
So you mentioned they're 10th now? Or they jumped up to...
I think they jumped up to 10th.
There's an article on CBS Sports, and it's College Football Recruiting Panic Index.
Yeah.
And Oregon is in the top five.
Mm.
Panic Index.
Yeah, people weren't happy.
In other words, they were... Because I'll read what it says about it. It says... you have to scroll down the list a bit to find Oregon's 2026 class, which currently sits just outside the top 30. While that's weird to set, that's weird to see for a program that has dominated the trail under young coach Dan Lanning, there's no real cause for concern. The Ducks only have 10 commits thus far, but the quality of those commits is so high that Oregon already ranks ahead of several programs that are approaching or have exceeded 20 prospects in their class.
Yeah, and they just landed, that's their third five-star kid, and they land another four-star safety. They're going to be fine.
So the Panic Index has, if you must know, Auburn... Panic Index 4. Mm-hmm. Their ranking right now for 2026 is 79th.
Not great.
It has Colorado, whose Panic Index is a 1, meaning the most panic. Mm-hmm. They are ranked 105th in recruiting.
Yeah, they're, you know, because that's Deion doesn't believe in recruiting. He's all about the transfer portal.
Oklahoma is on the list. Panic Index of 3, ranking of 36. Mm. Oregon... They rank 31, Panic Index 1. Okay, so Panic Index, they're saying don't panic. So they're actually saying don't panic that much about Colorado as well. And then Oregon, and then the last one is Tennessee. Mm. Panic Index 2, their ranking is 22nd.
Yeah, that may be one of those, everyone just take a deep breath, long way to go.
That is a classic July article.
Yes. What else do we do? Time to panic.
Yeah, let's... I mean, you just got to. I mean, you got to create content.
Yeah,
you got to churn out content. Let's go Panic Index on a recruiting class that isn't going to play for over a year.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and none of these recruits, by the way, that are committing, none of that is
right. They're all going to commit to five other places before.
Toxic waste guy can go look into another team's barrel like next month, and you're like, well, hell. Apparently our toxic waste.
Yeah, but you know what he's going to find? It's going to be toxic.
It's going to be toxic.
And he's going to go right back to the Ducks. Just like Moore.
Woo!
Let's go!
That was the dumb one that was today. One of the Fox dip-ass talking heads said that the Kansas City Chiefs have officially entered a Super Bowl drought.
Well, how is that?
I don't know. They've been to 3 straight Super Bowls. They've won 2 of them.
Well, they haven't even played since.
They're in the middle of a Super Bowl drought. They've officially entered Super Bowl drought.
They've lost 1 game.
To tell you, that's the July.
That is July.
That's July.
July.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Coming up next is going to be a great sports segment. That you didn't know you needed.
Just gotta listen to more of this.
Hell yeah. Here's the chorus. We are right back on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we're headed toward the club where we're going to talk about America.
We are careening towards the club, aren't we?
Blech. And fireworks and flags.
B-E-E-R, beer.
And being fat.
That is a little bit about the 4th of July, right? Is that the unhealthiest of the holidays?
Ooh, God, I don't know.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I think it's Christmas because I feel like
the cookies.
It's a longer period.
Yeah,
and it's just like eating and drinking constantly.
I wonder if you took your the meal. You took Christmas meal, or if you want to go Christmas Eve, because a lot of people eat a bigger Christmas Eve meal. Thanksgiving or all day 4th of July, which is the unhealthiest? Like if you go pure calories, liquor content, fat.
Boy, I'm going to go Thanksgiving.
You want Thanksgiving?
Well, there's a lot of booze and in a short period of time.
And a lot of starches.
Yeah, a lot of salt.
You got potatoes. You got the stuffing.
Potatoes.
I would say 4th of July, it's my meat index is probably off the chart, but I don't know how much crap I eat other than meat.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of ribs and
some... don't we eat better in the summer?
Well, I think it's...
Hard disagree.
Hard disagree.
I eat way worse in the summer. Why? And drink way more. There's more things to do. I'm not going to drink and sit at home. That's lame.
Oh, see,
I think when there's less to do, you eat more.
Yeah, it's cold. It's hibernated. You're covered up.
I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'll just go to sleep.
You might as well eat.
Summertime, it's kind of hot. It's sweaty.
Yeah.
You know,
you're active.
I'm with you. I think it's a little harder for me to overeat in the middle of a July day than it is a cold winter's night. Like, you wake up on Thanksgiving. What the hell else are you doing, right? Yeah.
Just drinking.
Yeah. Although 4th of July, that kind of
I'm trained.
That happens too. I mean,
oh, yeah. I'll be cracking something bright and early. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow, though.
No?
Glizzies?
Maybe. I mean, it's...
That's the only time you should eat a hot dog or baseball game.
I don't know.
I don't think we have any hot dogs. My I got a buddy making ribs, cornbread, coleslaw, and then some sort of boozed up cobbler. And I think we're bringing, doing like some sort of slider thing.
That
we're
boozed up to. Cobbler? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, he's making some sort of, it's not him. His wife makes the unhealthiest food, but oh my God, it's amazing.
Is it like a bourbon cobbler?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a bourbon cobbler.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And apparently she doesn't cook the alcohol out of it, which is the only way to do
it. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it? It was a sangria berry cobbler.
Oh, sangria. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not as cool as bourbon, but I'm okay with it.
She does make a, she makes like a pecan pie with whiskey caramel sauce. And then we get her drunk and then we see what we can bully her into making. She's one of those ladies that's very proud of her food because it's all amazing. And we get her housed and then we start poking. All you have to do is like say the last time we were over at their house, she was smashed, and one of our buddies we started talking about scones, and we were like, you know, Michael makes a handsome scone, and she's like, oh really? He makes a good, next thing you know, we're getting scones.
She's making scones.
She's making spite scones because we had the nerve.
Were they good?
Oh, they were delightful. It was like a lemon poppy scone, and she just decided to just go in there. So it's kind of fun when you're over there to get her drunk and see what you can bully her into making. It's so we'll see what happens. So maybe we will get a boozy whiskey sort of pie. because I could do one of these. Oh yeah, this cobbler is so good. But you know that last time you made that whiskey sauce, yeah, thought it was a little off.
Now, what are you drinking for fireworks?
By that point in the evening, it's just straight brown.
You're bourbon.
Yeah, we're bourbon. The day will start. That will be a beer sort of day in the middle. But once we get into the evening time and the meal has been had, now we're talking 6:37. That will be a switch to straight brown, and at that point there will be no deviation. Because once you switch, once you switch to whiskey,
well, you don't. Yeah,
yeah, it's,
that's,
I mean,
it.
Yeah,
you either have more or you're going to bed.
Yes, it's you've Come been on. Drinking beer. You switch to whiskey, and you don't go unless the final, and then maybe I'll throw a White Russian in. But that's a dessert. That's an end of the evening.
Ugh. Right on cue, Will. All right. Well, we got one more hour.
Woo! I'm going to start drinking.
You can start drinking?
Yeah. I'm going to go to the fridge.
Going to slap the bag of rosé.
Now, Rob's taking that to the coast.
I think I'm going
to
take it out there and see what they say.
Yeah. You can slap the bag, start asking people to slap it.
Okay, guys, I brought this.
See, we're going out tonight, and we're going to start our drinking tonight after the show. And then that'll lead into the 4th of July.
No, I'm not going to slap the bag, Will.
Don't knock it till you try it. Like old Alan said,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And it is 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock here.
It's 6 o'clock.
Well, it's 5:55.
What percentage of Americans are too stressed about money to do it?
This is just code for you don't want to do it with your partner.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.